This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. And as per podcast tradition, when we're on the road, I like to describe everything around me. Directly in front of me is Carly Porch.
Hello.
Shelby Brady.
Hello.
And a bunch of lovely listeners behind me. Everyone getting their lovely coffees right now at the Naked Bean. We're kind of like near a roundabout. And I've got to be honest, what a beautiful roundabout.
Can I just say, like, what is it, autumn now?
Yep.
So the leaves are starting to change colour a little bit.
Yep.
A little bit of mist around. Like, it's actually quite beautiful at
it
the
really
moment.
It really is. But can I, just this roundabout, once again, look how green and it's got a big tree in the middle. It is a beautiful roundabout.
It's very well maintained.
I enjoy it. Mm. Now, of course, we're going to do Alpha Bucks for Friday. So your letter is G for golf, Carly.
Or Gabby.
Or Gabby. Oh,
who
that's
I miss.
But that's one of the questions. No, it's not. All right. Oh. Looking for the hardest. Oh, my God. This is the hardest one
What's
by far. This is so hard. You'll never get this. Okay, starting with G, and no one's getting this unless they listen to the podcast. Starting with G. Actually, maybe Shelby, because she reads a lot. Name me a famous author starting with G. Yeah, no one knows this one. It's George Orwell from 1984 and Animal Farm.
Is he the guy that...
I don't
wrote
know.
The War of the Worlds?
I don't know. I don't know. But George Orwell is the answer there.
Do you know any of George's work, Shelby?
Animal Farm.
Oh, Animal Farm.
She knows Animal Farm. But the name didn't come straight to her, so it's a hard one. So I'm glad I gave that away in the podcast intro, because that's almost impossible. Huh. And here's a little spoiler for you as well. That's the last question. So if you listen to the podcast, just
didn't
don't...
George from...
Of the Jungle?
No, George from Survivor write a book?
He did. There you go, but... What was the question again? A famous author. I
think he's pretty famous. You and producer Shelby love him.
No, I don't.
What happened?
He's a bit of a jerk player. I respect, the more humble winners.
Right, okay.
Like David.
George Or... What's his name again? George Orwell.
Yes. Isn't George R.R. Martin or whatever it is, the one that did Game of Thrones? Is he... what's his name? Isn't that a guy? A thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's more famous authors we could say.
Well, yeah, George R.R. Martin. Game of Thrones. There you go. There's another option for you. Jeez, I came up with one right on the spot there. God, nailed it. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Hopefully that helps you out. Our last day tomorrow in Albany. We're going to be on a pirate ship. We're excited about. Well, obviously.
Now, I cannot stress this enough.
Okay.
It is not actually a pirate ship.
Then why will I be having a plastic sword with me and dressed like a pirate?
Because I think you've taken some creative liberty here. The Historical Society of Albany do a very good job of kind of maintaining the ship, mm-hmm. informing people about the origins of the ship.
Yep. I would call them sea dogs.
And you've kind of, you know what? I'm just going to interpret this as a pirate ship.
And yeah, and you know what, Carly? Let me have this. For the love of God, let me have it. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And we did touch on this story, Carly, when it was breaking. And that is this tremendous effort to raise money for what is such a great cause.
Yeah, and that is the world's greatest shave. And Keelan Smith is the man behind Australia's most remote greatest shave. He joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, doing pretty well, man. You are coming to us now from Ningaloo Station, 70 kilometres from Coral Bay. Just was a conference there, south of Exmouth. Pretty much in the middle of nowhere for a lot of people, thus granting you the title of the most remote world's greatest shave. Congratulations on that first part. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it feels good to be here, and we've shaved it all off now, so it's actually feeling a lot better with the heat up here, so yeah, it's not too bad at all.
I don't doubt that. Now, on top of that tremendous award-winning, what's the word I'm looking for, that tremendous honour, that tremendous, help me out, Carly, I'm going blank.
Well, I would say it's a
privilege.
Privilege, yeah, and also the most remote, very creative. I love that.
So besides that, you actually raised $40,000 for Leukemia Foundation, which is massive.
It's insane. Yeah, it's actually up to like 43 and a half now.
Wow.
It might even be 44 as of this morning. I haven't checked up. But yeah, it's just amazing. And it just shows you if you team up with people, like you can achieve really good things. And that's what we've done with our following. So it's just been amazing. We honestly, you know, the saying, you know, you aim for the stars, land on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we've did. We didn't expect this, but yeah, we're just so grateful and it's just amazing.
And the thing is, you are so remote, like we were just saying. So where is all this money coming from?
All around Australia, I'd say. We have a fair few international followers as well. So yeah, we do have a YouTube channel and stuff, and we've got just under 90K there. So we sort of just asked everyone if everyone can donate a dollar. I know a lot of Australians are doing it tough, and not everyone has money to donate. So, like, a lot of people have put in, like, ridiculous amounts, like 50, 100, you know, even 20 bucks. Like, it's just insane. And the Leukemia Foundation are fantastic. They provide, like, practical aid as well as, like, emotional support for family and stuff. So, as well as research. So, imagine if, you know, your dollar went towards, you know, curing this cancer. It'd just be insane. That's all we can sort of...
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, I want to talk to you about your actual hair because, honestly, I was so impressed.
I do want to know.
Because, honestly, someone that's trying to grow their hair out, and obviously you were doing it for an amazing cause, you did well. Now, was there a secret to it? Did you just have to have patience? Were you using extra products? Because you've got all those hair growth products these days.
I said to Sarah, my partner, I said, oh, look, I'm a gifted hair grower.
What a flex.
Yeah, and literally had this hair for 8 years. Well, had the hair for 8 years, past tense now, but it just grew. And then we decided to do some shaves and had a bit of fun with it. Shaved a few mullets in, which were pretty luxurious, voluptuous mullets. Some would say they're pretty ratchet, but yeah, no, it was good fun. I think we did 4 haircuts in the end, but yeah, no, it was all for the cause and we're so glad we did it.
Well, it's absolutely brilliant, an absolutely fabulous effort as well. And you're going to help a lot of people with that hair, which is so important. And people can still donate, I understand.
Yeah, 100%. So donating doesn't close until June 30. So you still got bulk time. And the goal was 40 grand. We eclipsed that, which is just insane. So the crew at the Leukemia Foundation like informed us that the record is 45K. So we're going for that.
Oh,
now.
Let's beat that.
We can do that.
Yeah. So we're about 1,000 or ish off at the moment. So if people do want to donate that are listening right now, just head over to the World's Greatest Shave website, type in Sarah and Keelan Travels. 140,000 Australians right now are actually suffering with some sort of blood cancer, and one person is diagnosed every 27 minutes. So it's just insane. Even kids are getting this. So yeah. we can band together and help them and yeah, make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Well, people want more information. worldsgreatestshave.com is the website. Also, while you're online, why not check out Sarah and Keelan Travels? They've got some great videos up of their travel adventures, including the moment that hair did get cut off. I recommend that one. Beautiful scenery while the most hideous mullet is being removed.
Yeah, that's 100% right. Eh? A lot of people would have been glad to see that thing go and fly away. So
yeah, I think I gasped.
Nah. Yeah, it feels good, but it feels good to help people. I challenge everyone next year to have a crack at the World's Greatest Shave, honestly. Like, it's so rewarding.
Absolutely. Keelan, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Nah, all good. Thanks for having me on.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, what is going on in your world?
In our world, Alan, because I've dragged you into my world. A very pivotal part of it, and that is Monopoly Deal. So this all started about a week ago when a mate come to stay and he was like, hey, so normally me and this friend are locked in a heated game of Sequence. If you play Sequence, you know. So
that's the one you made me play on the bus in X-Men.
How good is it?
It was all right.
I love that game. I'm obsessed with it. So we have a big tally board on our fridge, and typically when people come to stay, you know, they join the tally board.
Okay.
Now, I was very excited because me and producer Shelby are sharing a room.
Yep.
Now, on Friday, Pete... one of our mates from over east, he is coming to stay. Now, apparently, out of our friendship group, he is the number one player for Monopoly Deal. So everyone says, if you can beat Pete, you win everyone's respect.
Wow, okay.
He is a big player in the game. And I was like, all right, so I've got 1 week. Now, I'm new to Monopoly Deal, so I'm like, I've got one week.
Yeah, explain to me Monopoly Deal. Well, I know what it is now.
You know, I explained yesterday. Basically, it's like Monopoly, but a card game.
Yeah.
It's very, like, Uno-esque. It's not like the Monopoly we grew up with, where it takes 3 days to play and you've got cash. I won't go into the rules too much, but know this. It is amazing. And once you're in, you're hooked.
You have been... begging for us to play, producer Shelby and I in particular.
So I was like, you know what? Me and producer Shelby, we're sharing a room. So I'm going to bring the game and I'm going to teach her, and I'm going to use this week before Pete arrives to train with producer Shelby.
Absolutely.
We'll play game after game because once you're in, you're hooked.
Absolutely.
Now, straight away, producer Shelby's like, absolutely not. I hate card games.
Yep. And I respect her.
And I was like, okay, interesting.
Your heart broke. I could actually hear
it. I was devastated. Yep. And then I was like, all right. Alan, please. And I was begging, pleading.
Yep.
And you said no.
Nah.
And then yesterday, look who had a change of heart.
Well, we had a couple of hours to kill, and I was like, you know what? I've got to, you know, be a team player. Got to, make Carly happy sometimes. It's all about sacrifice in a relationship, and I decided to sacrifice my time, and I did just that.
And it was brilliant, because straight off the bat...
She loved it.
Straight off the bat, boom, I win. And I get to play this music.
Turn down for what?
Because one thing you learned about me yesterday, Alan, is I'm not a humble winner.
No.
I was throwing cards all over you. Yeah. I was dancing.
Considering it was my first time playing it, and you were explaining the rules as we're playing, and then you beat me, and you just went, as bright as you're about to play the last card to announce your win, you go, let me just get this music up, bam, play it, then throw cards at me. I'm like, it's so much. So intense.
So intense, and that's Monopoly deal, baby!
Oh, my God. And I'll never get it again right now.
And then...
Oh, no.
I won again!
No.
And then I was turned it down again! In fact, I don't think I was upright.
Yeah.
For any of the matches. But then, Alan, what happened was something unexpected, something that caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because I went into the third game cocky, because typically you play best out of three. So I was already winning, baby.
Yeah, sure.
And then out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You win. And I'm like, what?
Actually, can you play Turn Out for What for me, please? Thank you.
I was like, this is not on the cards. What the hell?
That literally wasn't the cards.
You can't beat me at my own game. So smashed my you. Nerves are shattered because
yep.
I'm meant to be playing Pete on Friday.
Mm, yep.
Now, what I thought would be a week of confidence building, you know, has now turned into a very humbling, very shattering moment. Now, Alan, I need you to get your head back in the game. And we have got a long couple of days ahead of us. We've got to get
absolutely.
Back on that table and start wheeling and dealing again.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a shame because I've retired. I wanted to retire on a win. I got the win, and I'm pretty happy and content with that.
Absolutely
so I will not be playing ever again. Play my music.
Turn down for what?
One and done, baby. Retiring
it
on
was
a win.
Best out of three.
I am the
it
best.
Was best out
I'm the
of three.
Best. Who beat you last?
If
it was
you're
me.
In Albany, I'm going to be at Wilson's Brewery. I'm bringing the deck with me. I need someone to play. I'm going to practice. Pizza on Friday.
You're in it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we're here at the Naked Bean in Albany. Come down, say hello to us. But we're doing it for this.
Introducing Alan and Carly's morning sauce.
Absolutely, and if you want to get your hands on it, come down and see us here, your chance to win it, but also by getting on air, because we know we can't get to every town with this sauce. We'd love to. In fact, no, we can't. We'd love to. So we give you the chance to win right now, Carly, with us on 131060.
Yes, but we need you to do something for us. So we're entering the third phase of our business, which is the potential collaboration phase, just like Vanilla Ice.
It's safe to say Boost Juice is out after our chat with Janine Ellis yesterday. She doesn't even understand where you put sauce.
No.
She said put it on a cereal. Made no sense.
No sense at all.
What's wrong with her?
We did learn there is such thing as a bad idea. And on 131060, what we're asking for is your ideas. Hopefully they're better than Janine's. We're asking you to put forward your sauce collab suggestions, like a business or a WA personality that could be the face of this thing.
Yep.
Let's kick it off with Taryn in Bunbury. Taryn, what are potential collabs that we could do for the sauce?
We think you should do the Goose in Busselton.
Nice.
Okay, now, interesting suggestion. You said we.
Yeah, so my partner and I, yeah.
Okay,
okay,
good.
Now, are you the Goose?
No, unfortunately, we're not the Goose. Sorry.
See Carly's face right now. She looks like a little detective. It's so weird. She's like scrunching up her brow like,
Okay.
Now, why the Goose? Why the Goose?
Goose
I mean, I'm
awesome.
Open to suggestions. The Goose is a great place.
Shelter Brewery there in Busso on the jetty. I mean,
is that just because it's convenient for you, Taryn, or have you got a stake in this business?
Got a high turnover of international people as well, so more people.
Oh, that's smart thinking.
Oh, yes. Oh, see, I'm so stupid. Here I'm thinking WA. You're thinking international, baby. That is why you're getting yourself a bottle of sauce. It's
Bang.
That kind of big thinking that we need, Taryn.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All yours, Taryn. Well done. Next, Carly.
We're going to Katie in Treendale. Katie, what is your suggestion?
I reckon we need it at the Treendale Farm Hotel.
Of course. You've got fantastic fridge magnets. Why not have fantastic sauce?
Absolutely. And because they don't only own Treendale Farm, they have the Rose in Town and Eastern Tavern.
Oh, my God.
Multiple businesses.
That is great. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Saucing it up. Well, Katie, you're getting yourself a bottle.
Bang.
Do with it what you will. If you would like to put it on the bar there. You know what? We'll allow it.
No one's going to stop you. Who else have we got, Carly?
Let's finish it up with Georgia in Busselton. Georgia, where should we be putting our sauce? That sounded weird.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. I've got a mermaid cafe in Busselton. We do loaded potatoes. All day pancakes. You know, I reckon we could probably put the sauce on either one and it would be tasty goodness.
Now, Georgia, hold on. You have just... Why do we not think about this?
What do you mean?
You know how we're calling it morning sauce, right?
Yeah.
And there are places that do all day breakfast.
Yeah.
We are restricting ourselves here. All day breakfast. Sauce.
No. You're not restricting yourselves. Rules are made to be broken.
I love it, Georgia.
Exactly.
I love it.
Because I'm a bit of a bad boy. And so I've been using that morning sauce mainly in the evening because I'm out of control.
Whoa, you're already doing that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I read this, and follow the label.
Carly, when you met me, you're like, who is this bad boy over here?
You know what?
I'm a high talent. Yo.
It's morning somewhere.
I was a cool guy.
That's exactly right. It's midday somewhere. It's morning somewhere. Getting up.
Well, Georgia, you and the Mermaid Cafe are getting a bottle heading right your way.
Bang.
Yeah.
That's how we do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well,
cheers.
It's not too late for your cheers. It's not too late to get yourself a bottle of it here in Albany. We are at the Naked Bean. Time is running out, but so get down here quick if you want to get some. You're in Hit.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We're in Albany today at the Naked Bean. Come down, say hello to us. And something that we've been watching every single night, Carly, is I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. I have to do it, Pothril.
Yes, and one of my favourites on the show, who unfortunately is no longer on it, Denise Drysdale joins us now. Good morning, Denise.
Please don't say unfortunately.
Well, you wanted to be out of there, and you spent the least time in there.
I am happy as a pig in because it's an unbelievable experience. I loved it, and now I'm out. And now I love that.
Now, there's been a lot of speculation, Denise, that you've done a bit of a cheeky with the producers and you had a bit of a deal going, you know what, guys? I am Denise Drysdale. I'll give you 1 week only and then I'm out of there.
No deals. In fact, I had a lot of concern about me going in. They said they were going to look after me and they did, but I had no food other than what we had in the can, and I was voted off fair and square. So that's fine with me. I'm so happy. I was struggling there for a while, and you detox from sugar and salt. I'm an old woman.
Going into that jungle, was it a hard decision to make for you, or was it something you're like, yeah, why not?
No, it was a hard decision because... And the one thing that I hated before I went in was when they go into a trial and they don't come back to the camp with stars. And that happened with the eating trial with me. Mm. It was the worst day of my life. Oh. I'm serious. I'm not mucking around. And that was one of the reasons I didn't want to go in.
Absolutely. No, there's nothing worse than letting your team down. I can relate. Carly?
No, Alan, I'm sure you're a great team member. You are a great team member. I'm sure he would get all of the stars.
You share your food, you mongrel.
I never share my food. That's my problem. I'm not a team player. Never have been.
Hey, Denise, I wanted to talk about something I loved watching unfold, and that was your unlikely friendship with Callum. Do you think you will stay in touch with him past the jungle?
Yes, I will. He's the most gorgeous guy. Like, he's done Love Island. He's out there. He's so now. But he's got the most beautiful morals and feelings to his family, and he's just had a baby. I was like mother to him, really.
Now, obviously, you taught him a lot of things in the jungle, like how to wash clothes. Mm. Will he be teaching you things like, I guess, TikTok? Will we see you pop up on TikTok?
I don't think so.
Just shut down immediately.
Because at 75, my age, darling, TikTok.
That's so
you're thinking
good.
Of a different TikTok. I love it.
Before I let you go, I just was reading online. I don't think there's any truth to it, but it was saying something about a feud between you and Julia Morris. There's no way. You guys would be mates, surely.
We worked together years and years ago. No truth to any of that.
I've never heard anyone shut a rumor down so quickly. There is obviously no denying.
But like, there is no wiggle room for me to even try and get a headline. Oh, major feud.
The Daily Mail cannot work with that.
No way.
Try something else.
Denise Drysdale in a feud with Alan Aldworth, radio announcer for Hit FM. Let's start that one then, maybe.
Okay. What? No, listen, I've got a lovely life. I don't want any aggro.
Okay. Well, there you go. You saw the beginning and the end of a feud right there. Denise, an absolute pleasure chatting with you, and I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Back again tonight on Channel 10 and catch up on 10 Play. Denise, an absolute pleasure.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Behold! As Alan predicts, your pet's name.
All right. Anne-Marie. From Busselton. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I don't know how I am. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit... I feel like a lot's riding on this, if I'm being honest. Carly won last week. She came in with the steal and absolutely stole it. And yeah. I've got to be honest, I'm putting a little bit on myself to... If I don't get it today, I'm going to feel like I have to rebrand the segment and call it Carly's... Guess your pet's name or something. I don't know.
Carly, I feel like Carly predicts your pet's name would be right?
I mean, that's easier for the edit. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
But you know what, Alan? Not going to be needed because you got this. Now, there are three dogs here.
Yep.
Belly's dogs have actually showed up to heckle you because you did not get any of their names right.
Yeah, in previous segments in the past, Belly did call up and I tried to guess and I failed, as has been the theme this year. In fact, this year I have not got it right yet.
But you know what? Today is a new day, Alan.
God, I hope so.
And channel that heckle and that hate into passion, into psychic ability.
So the way it works is I get to ask three questions, then throw five names at you. Anne-Marie, first question to you is, what is the first letter of your pet's name?
Zed for zebra.
Okay. For zebra. Oh, that's not an easy one. All right. Does your pet enjoy walking in the rain?
Not really.
Okay. A lot of dogs walking in the rain this morning we noticed here in Albany. If your pet was a coffee, what type of coffee would they be?
It'd be a latte.
Okay. So milky, nice, needed, necessary, but nothing too fancy, but enough.
Yeah.
Okay, with that information, I am now coming up with five names right now. Carly, okay, I like that one. So starting with Zed, not loving walking in the rain. Okay, let's go with that. Oh, is that one name or two names? All right, I think I'm ready. I hope everyone's sitting down because I'm feeling okay this week. I don't know. We'll find out. So, guest number one, show me Zeus.
No.
That's a shame. Okay, one down. Show me Xander.
No. Not even close.
Brutal. Show me Zane.
No.
Okay. Two more guesses left. Show me Zach.
No, not that either.
I got one guess left, and then Carly comes in with the steal.
No,
if I don't
no,
get
not
this.
Needed, Alan. You got this. Now take your time with it. Walk it out. Talk it out.
Okay, I'm
psychic ability.
I've got one name on my sheet, and it's a crazy stab. Show me Zelda.
No, it's not. I didn't know there was so many
me. Oh, man.
Carly has a crack.
Okay.
What do you need? I see you're panicking.
I'm a little bit nervous, Alan. I'm very nervous.
Is that why you just knocked your headphones out?
Yes. I can't have any noise when I'm
channeling. Have you had any names come to you?
I've had a lot of names.
Were any of the ones I said?
Some of them were.
Okay. All right. That makes me feel better. Not great, but better.
Okay. Show me. I'm going rogue with it. It's just come to me like a lightning bolt on top of the head. Show me. Zara.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, I feel a little bit better. What's the name of your pet?
Zipper.
Sorry, what?
Zipper.
Zipper.
I do believe that is something that you have on your pants. Not a pet's name!
I actually like the name Zipper. I think it's kind of
cute. I actually love it.
I do love the name. But I do love your...
I did actually have Zippy on my sheet, and I was going to say Zippy, as you can see, Shelby. Confirm that. Yes? Zippy?
No one can read that,
Zippy,
mate.
Is Zippy
I see it. I
nickname?
See Zippy.
Oh, no, didn't even get the nickname.
Not even a pet name. Well, have fun with Zipper, and we'll have a big debate off air about whether the segment returns next week.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.